Rockers in Recovery Media is dedicated to carrying the message of addiction recovery through music, news, events, and festivals taking place within and not limited to the clean and sober community.
Hey, good morning. Hope everybody is having a great day and had a great weekend. I wanted to just let everybody know that you're listening to Waking Up Blessed. I'm your host, John Hollis. This show is live Monday through Friday, 9 to 9:30 a.m. Glad you can join us and hang out with us. The goal is to start the day with some inspiration and hope. You know, using a thought for the day and, you know, experience strength and hope of guests that come onto the show. The show is part of the Rockers in Recovery Radio Network, and you can go to rockersinrecovery.com. This is one of the shows that we produce. We produce three other shows. So you can check those out: Music and Recovery, Radical Recovery, and Treatment and Recovery are three other radio shows that we produce on the Rockers in Recovery Network. Again, you can go to rockersinrecovery.com, check that out. You can click on the radio station, click on the tab on the right-hand side. It'll bring you to the current schedule and who's on. Saturdays and Sundays, we do some live stream on Facebook where you can come and see a couple of unplugged artists, Stacy Hampton and, of course, Logan Bruce are the two current featured artists that play on Saturday and Sunday at 9 o'clock. So it's kind of a cool thing. They come on and they give their, you know, testimonials, their inspiration, their hope, and they play some music and, you know, wrap it all together. It's really kind of a cool thing. And today we have a great day ahead of us, a great week ahead of us. We got Sam coming on tomorrow live, Sam K from Haiti. Him and Lyle, our buddy Lyle, are over in Haiti right now, and they're doing a mission working with an orphanage. So they're going to be on, or Sam's going to be on tomorrow and telling us what him and Lyle are up to. Wednesday, we have a great artist coming on, musical artist. And we're looking forward to Simon Mason calling in from London. And Thursday and Friday, we're working on John P. From Sober Map. He's going to come on and talk about inspiration and hope. And then Friday, got something in the works that we're trying to get finalized, and we're not going to announce it yet, but I'll announce it tomorrow. So it'll be kind of a cool week of inspiration and hope. And, you know, we got Jack Kelly on tonight with Radical Recovery. Jack's message is really about how over the years the message from the 12-step organizations have gotten watered down and how we need to get back to the basics of what the message was about years ago. And, you know, stop looking at a doorknob as a god. So, that being said, we are going to talk about right now the thought for the day. And the thought for the day is: wise choices will watch over you. Understanding will keep you safe. Proverbs 2:11. And, you know, one of the other things that I found today is a quote that was kind of cool was from Bill Wilson. He was the co-founder of Alcoholics Anonymous. And it says, through failure, we learn a lesson in humility, which is probably needed. Painful, though it is. And, you know, something I can relate to both of them, you know, when you think about the wise choices that I didn't make back in the past, always ended up in really bad situations. Understanding comes from, you know, working a program and seeking God and understanding that, you know, if I'm plugged in, then that understanding, that wisdom that comes from God, and I get to have wise choices in my life today. And those wise choices down the road are always seeding good outcomes as long as I do those things. You know, it's wisdom is like a hidden treasure that is found only by people who search for it. God will grant us wisdom and good sense. He will also protect us and instruct us on how to make good decisions. We may not have made great decisions in the past, and now we may be suffering the consequences for those decisions. But when we put our trust in God, He will guide us in the decisions we should make in order to experience a full recovery. And that is, of course, out of Proverbs also, and that came from 2 through 9, pretty much sums it up. And if you get a chance, working with a new thing that I'm doing, it might be something you might want to do. It's called The Richest Man Who Ever Lived, and it's an author, Stephen K. Scott. And what he does is he kind of helps you through the process of using Proverbs every day to start out your day, and reading all the Proverbs in the morning, and along with my other reading material that I read. And it's been kind of a really cool awakening for me. So if you get a chance to check out The Richest Man Who Ever Lived, King Solomon's Secrets to Success, Stephen K. Scott. You can find him on Facebook, and you can also Google him about the book, too. But I found that for myself, it's really helped me, and it is helping me to understand and make some really wise choices and decisions and stop and just pause and think things through instead of just jumping at them. It's just been an overwhelming, really good experience for me so far. And, you know, I made a decision along with that book and some other stuff that I was doing to, you know, listen, I have to continue to grow spiritually. That's what they told me. They told me that in the 12 steps. And they told me that, you know, if I work those 12 steps, it's going to give me a spiritual awakening. But I had to continue seeking God. I had to continue. I had to be thorough and seek God. I had to help others, but guess what? I can't two-step. I can't do 1 and 12. I have to do all of them. And through that, we also get the experience that we need to continue on our spiritual journey. And what's that spiritual journey could be different from me to you. Everybody's different in what that spiritual journey is and where where my God or your God's going to bring you. So I'm really glad to be a part of Waking Up Blessed. You know, I had made the decision after prayer and consultation with others to start the show a month ago. And, you know, it was kind of a cool thing. I had really prayed about it, and Waking Up Blessed came to mind for the show. And I was thinking more like, you know, a nighttime show. God said 9 a.m., and said it several times through several people, you know, something. So I get up now at, 6 o'clock and do my thing at 6 a.m. and get everything ready and get on the air. And guess what? It gives me purpose, a purpose-driven life. It gives me the opportunity to bring people along and onto the show and hear their message and really, really start out my day on fire. It's amazing what the show has done over the last month for me personally. And so I'm looking forward to the next year of this. I committed for the next year. And we just finished the first month, and we are totally, totally blessed. I want to thank all of our listeners and everybody that's been tuning in. It's been amazing, and thank you. You know, Waking Up Blessed Show, the first month. We're now over the weekend. We had announced 19,426 listeners. Checked this morning, we're close to 21,000 people from last month. So, from archive shows and live shows, and you combine them all together, 21,000 people. So that is a blessing for the first month. And thank you, God, and thank you to everybody that has supported it and is continuing to support it. We had some great guests on last month. Also, want to let you know that you can, if you're looking for help or you need to just talk with somebody, you can go to rockersandrecovery.com and click on the contact page and feel free to fill out the contact page and send the information. We look forward to hearing from you. You know, you can also go to the Recovery Partners. Recovery Partners are really, really important because these are folks that really go out there and do their due diligence and help a lot of people. And you can click on Recovery Partners, Media Partners, and you have like SAMHSA there. You have Music Cares there. There's a bunch of different information. 12-step organization, Smart Recovery. I mean, there's all kinds of stuff there. So please, don't hesitate if you're a family member or somebody that's seeking help. There is help available, and you know you can find that information. You know, there's some great information right there. So the other part of the process here this morning is to let you know that, you know, me as a recovering person, you know, I came from a small town in upstate New York, and you know, a middle class family. I got to tell you, if you had told me or my family when I was, you know, rolling around in our diaper that someday I would be a true blue, through and through addict that would, you know, steal my mother's teeth and help you, you know, help her look for them, people would have said that you were out of your mind. So addiction can happen to anybody. Doesn't matter if you're from Park Place to Park Bench. Doesn't matter if you're black, white, or purple. It doesn't matter, and it doesn't discriminate against anybody. It's a true, true opportunist disease that will affect people that you would not necessarily think it would affect. Everybody has this image of the guy under the bridge with the brown paper bag, and you know, he had no education, and he was, you know, born into poverty. Not the case. Addiction is a complete opportunist, and it takes advantage of any situation that it can get its hands on. And one of the things that made that possible for me was taking that first one. So if you're out there today and you're young and, you know, maybe you're experimenting, never know what the end result's going to be. Could be nothing. You might be right. Might not affect you at all. Let me tell you something. Like a crapshoot. 12, 13, 14 years old. I didn't think that I ended up homeless, living under a bridge, and divorced 3 times, abandoning kids, prison, and many other things that have taken place in my life through active addiction. So, just in my thought for the young person that's out there today that might think to themselves, wow, that's kind of cool. It isn't. Not for me. So, in the closing here, I want to thank everybody for being a part of Rockers in Recovery and waking up blessed. And please stay tuned for this week's information and, again, the shows that are coming out. And please go to Rockers in Recovery at rockersandrecovery.com and click on the radio tab. Please click on that radio tab, see the schedule, see the people that are coming on tonight, 6:30, right at Rockers in Recovery on Facebook. We'll have it pinned to the top of the page. We'll be Radical Recovery with Jack Kelly. Tomorrow we got a great guest again, Sam K, live from Haiti and their mission that they're doing in Haiti. It's going to be a great show. So I want to thank everybody for being a part of Rockers in Recovery and a part of Waking Up Blessed. You guys rock. We're featuring our friend Stacey Hampton this morning. She did a great show this weekend. You know, the We Get Twos in the program. Stacey went out this weekend with her fiance, and they both went to a great organization up here in the Panhandle, and they did some live stuff and unplugged for the center and their patients. And from what I understand and from what I've seen in the video, it was a great, great day for them. So, of course, it's Road to Recovery by Stacy Hampton. You guys have a blessed day. We look forward to having you back tomorrow at 9 a.m. to 9:30, and go right to Rockers in Recovery on Facebook, and every day the show will be pinned to the top of the page. Again, at Rockers in Recovery, each day's show, Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 9:30, will be pinned to the top of the page. You guys have a blessed day, and rock out.
Rockers in Recovery Radio is based on opinion only and is not meant to treat or diagnose any health or mental health issue of any kind. If you feel you need help for any health-related issues, please contact a physician or mental health professional. The opinions expressed by our guests are not necessarily those of Rockers in Recovery. Rockers in Recovery Media is dedicated to carrying the message of addiction recovery through music, news, events, and festivals taking place within and not limited to the clean and sober community.